أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم صاد. كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. وكم من قرية أهلكناها فجاءها بأسنا بياتا أو هم قائلون. فما كان دعواهم إذ جاءهم بأسنا إلا أن قالوا إنا كنا ظالمين. فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين. فلنقصن عليهم بعلم وما كنا غائبين. والوزن يومئذ الحق فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون. ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون. Alif Lam Mim Sad, a book sent down to you. So let there be no constriction and distress in your heart on account of this Quran, that you may warn people through it, and it is a message and advice for the believers. Follow the revelation that came down to you from your Rabb, and do not follow friends and protectors besides him. Little heed do you take. Many were the towns we destroyed, then our punishment came to them by night, or whilst they rested in the afternoon. Then when our punishment had come to them, the only cry was, indeed we were wrong. So we will question those people that the Rasuls were sent to, and we will question the Rasuls as well. And we will recount to them their story with proof and precision. And we will relate to them, recount to them their stories with proof and with precision. For we were never absent from any place and any time. And the balance of deeds on that day is a truth. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, then whose scales will be weighty, then they will prosper. And whose scales will be light, scales of deeds will be light, then they have led themselves to ruin and destruction on account of their wrongs. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be distressed at times, constricted on account of the response that he would receive, concern that he had that people should tread the path of Jannat and guard themselves against the path leading to Jahannam. And when people will not take heed, they will not respond, then this would bring about a lot of agony and grief to him. So Allah Ta'ala comforts him. This is, your work is only to warn and advise the believers, thereafter to guide, that he is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, the theme of your life is just go on following the revelation that you receive from your Rabb, and don't be concerned about the rest. And Allah ta'ala speaks about the previous nations, that how the punishment had overtaken them suddenly, whilst they were asleep at night, or they were resting in the afternoons, the time the least expected, and then the punishment of Allah Ta'ala had to wipe them off completely. Then they acknowledged and confessed, they admitted the wrong when it was too late for them to mend and correct their ways. So this stories of these people and of people in general are recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the last detail, for Allah ta'ala is not absent from any place or any time. And further, these deeds will become visible on the day of Qiyamah, when the balance of deeds will be erected. These balance of deeds, scales of deeds, the question that comes about is, deeds are abstract commodities. They are not visible and tangible things that may be preserved, like physical material bodies. We may keep them, we may preserve them. But deeds are things that are abstract. They don't have a physical body and a form. So how are they going to be weighed? So this question should not feature. Basically, it is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. How He wants it to happen, it will happen. But we should understand the principle that what do we do here forms physical bodies in the next realm. So when they form physical bodies, these bodies will thereafter be weighed based on the sincerity, based on the goodness of the deed. Then they will have bodies, like the hadith speaks about, good deeds that will take the form of a beautiful companion, comfort you, that you cannot imagine beyond the realms of this world, the type of comfort it will bring to you. So they will form and take the shape of good bodies, good friends, help you come to your side, give you the type of reassurance that you require on those isolated moments. You are alone there before Allah Ta'ala. You are alone in the grave. These good deeds of yours bring you about that comfort, that reassurance. And similarly, evil deeds take the form many a times of pythons and snakes that will bite you, that will hurt you. So one is, how will these things be weighed? So the answer is that they will have a physical body. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا, as the Quran Sharif says, that they will find their deeds present before them. The more greater and more important thing is that what fills those scales? One is, how will they be weighed? That is not so important, because that's the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will do it. We see and witness His Qudrat all the time. We see the huge, magnificent sky and the moon and the sun. It's beyond our comprehension how this thing was created and how it continues for so many thousands of years and what causes it to function like this with this type of precision. So we come to the conclusion it is the Qudrat, magnificent Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, this will be the Qudrat of Allah ta'ala, how He will weigh the deeds. But the more important thing is what will bring about the weight on those scales tomorrow, the Day of Judgment. So this is the thing that we need to think about and we need to invest in. He speaks about the kalima la ilaha illallah, that nothing outweighs this kalima. Nothing can be equivalent in weight to the kalima la ilaha illallah, to the extent of your sincerity, to the extent of the truth of your heart. This will bring about weight on the scales. It's nothing. The seven earths and the seven skies all put together, they cannot equal the weight of la ilaha illallah. It's so weighty, provided it's recited with total sincerity and ikhlas. The second deed that Hadith speaks about, that he is about the weightiest after the la ilaha illallah, obviously, is good deeds. In one Hadith it is reported, good deeds and remaining silent. In other words, not indulging in things that don't concern you. Talks, conversations that don't relate to us, leave it out, rather remain silent. And you saved yourself from a lot of harm and from the perishing away of your good deeds. Sometimes it is some statement that you make and some word that we utter and we don't realize that wipes out the splendor of the good deed that we have performed. Similarly, the Hadith speaks about Subhanallah, it fills half the scale of deeds, and Alhamdulillah fills the rest. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim is very much dear to Allah Ta'ala, and it's very, very weighty on the scales. One person was seen by Jibreel alayhi salam, was crying with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Jibreel alayhi salam notified, announced that the fear of Allah ta'ala, crying for the fear of Allah ta'ala, is such a virtuous thing that it puts out the fire of entire Jahannam, just one tear, and it's so great, it's so much, so well received by Allah ta'ala, that a tear for the greatness and for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weighty that it will put out the entire fire of Jahannam, provided obviously it is done with sincerity and earnestness. Then Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran will come in the form of a huge cloud. It will come onto the deeds of the person that used to recite these surahs. Then similarly is the knowledge that a person acquired and he passed on. This will be also very, very weighty. All those persons that learned and benefited through the person's discourses, his books, his knowledge, this will be on his scales on the day of Qiyamah. Then the scholar of the ink of the scholar, or the ink of the learned person, righteous learned person, will be weightier than the blood of the shaheed on the day of Qiyamah. So, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. So this is a truth, this is a reality, it must happen. We don't need to know how it will happen, it is far beyond our understanding to try and work out how the sky was created. This is beyond us, so there's no point going into this, but yes, we need to know what is going to be weighty on our deeds, on the scales and the balances of our deeds on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Keep this in mind all the time, that whose scales are weighty, they are the ones to prosper, and whose scales are light, then they have led themselves to ruin and destruction on account of their wrong. So we need to see what are the deeds that are weighty, and what will bring about the ruin to our deeds, will remove the weight and the goodness from our deeds. What are those actions? Person keeps that in mind all the time, then he is scoring, he is progressing all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq.